The summer reading season is almost upon us, with Memorial Day only a week or so away. During the pandemic, many people consumed more books than usual. So publishers, booksellers, and critics alike are all curious about how that might affect what and how much we read over the next few months. Barbara Vandenberg is books editor for USA Today, and she's with me to talk about her expectations. Barbara, you must have a huge pile of books to review, but do you actually get to read what you want?
It's a mix. It's definitely a mix. When you do it professionally, there are things you're sort of obligated to read, and then there are the things you want to read. And the best of both worlds is when they combine, but I do get to read a lot of really good books. I've got a bit of pandemic brain. And even though I have to read for a living, I am struggling to meet my quota. And a lot of people I talk to who are really bookish and literary are in the same boat. So I think we all need to be gentle on ourselves for not meeting our quotas. And I'm telling myself that so I don't be too hard on myself, but it is difficult.
I'm one of those people who, I have a Kindle, but I don't use it, which is a wise purchase on my part, because I love having the book in my hand. So as someone who's a critic, are you able to do that? Or do you need to sort of load a lot of stuff onto an electronic thing and do it that way?
My house is a fire hazard. If a spark ever catches flame, I'm not surviving. I have a Kindle. I get really bitter whenever I have to use it. One of the things the pandemic messed up was the publishing industry and getting you know, as a critic or as an editor, I used to get just boxes and boxes of books, advanced reader copies sent to my house every week. And the pandemic completely disrupted that printing. And a lot of publishers still don't have those advanced physical paper copies, and you have to read it electronically. And I get so mad every time, because the thing I need in my life is to look at a screen less. So an actual physical book with texture and smells, I just really prefer a physical book.
Are there any books you're really looking forward to? But as sort of a second part of that, with a pandemic brain, is it going to be harder for you to look at summer reading maybe the way you used to?
Yeah, I mean, it is a challenge with pandemic brain, but I still look for things that are easy and enjoyable to read, but still have some depth and some meaning to them. And there are some really beautiful books coming out this summer that some of them I've read and some of them I'm really excited to read.
Any you can share with us?
Yeah, well, coming out June 1st, this is a book I'm super hyped for everybody to read, is Somebody's Daughter by Ashley C. Ford. I think it's going to be the memoir of the summer. It's a debut book. She's a popular podcaster and journalist. She's very active on social media. I highly recommend following her. It's a coming-of-age memoir about growing up a poor Black girl in Indiana with an incarcerated father whose crime she did not know until she was older. Her father spent her whole life in prison, 30 years in prison from when she was a small child, and she was a grown woman before she really got to know him. And it's a really profoundly moving book about reconciling the man with the crime he committed and learning how to build a relationship with him after he gets out of prison.
Wow, so clearly emotionally impactful.
Very emotionally. And she's just, I can't express enough how beautiful a writer she is. It's a very personal, specific experience, but she writes about humanity and a life lived in such a way that it's really universal.
And anything in particular in fiction you're seeing that you're excited about?
I have not read this. I have not read this yet. It literally just came on my doorstep, and I'm so excited to get into it. There's this book. It's a thriller called Falling by T.J. Newman, also a debut novelist. She's from Phoenix. She used to work at Changing Hands Bookstore, and she became a flight attendant. And she had an idea for her first thriller while working red-eye flights as a flight attendant. And while her passengers were asleep, she would sketch out her story idea. And so the premise of her first thriller is that a pilot's family has been held hostage by a terrorist. And if he wants his family to live, he's going to need to crash the plane with nearly 150 people on board. The reason I can't wait to read this, not that I need any more anxiety about getting on flights in a pandemic, but she got a seven-figure book deal and has already landed a $1.5 million film deal. So I want to read this and sort of hate myself for not thinking of it first, I guess. It's going to be one of those reads where you're like, God, if only I had had that idea, I could have a $1.5 million film deal.
But that doesn't sound like it pays much more than working at Changing Hands or being a newspaper reporter. I feel like it's the...
That's just what I need, is to regret my career decisions.
And Barbara, finally, there is a new take on some very old characters that you're pretty interested in, it sounds like, with The Great Gatsby's copyright expiring earlier this year. Tell me about that. What are you excited about there?
Yeah, well, there's a book coming out that I'm surprised I'm excited about. I've generally dreaded the copyright ending on The Great Gatsby. It's entered the public domain this year. The market is already getting flooded with Great Gatsby everything. You've got prequels and sequels and spinoffs and takes. And, you know, generally that makes me tired and sad. But there is one that I'm very excited about. It's by another debut novelist. Her name is Nevo. It's called The Chosen and the Beautiful. Her take on The Great Gatsby focuses on Jordan Baker, who, if you remember the original book, she was the golfer girlfriend of the narrator. Vo is a sci-fi fantasy writer, and her take is a queer magical reimagining with a queer Vietnamese Jordan Baker. And if I'm going to like any new take on The Great Gatsby, it's going to be this one. That sounds adventurous and exciting and like a breath of fresh air.
That is Barbara Vandenberg. She is books editor for USA Today.